Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
We're a day late.
Yeah.
What's the saying? A dollar early or something like that? A dollar short? Oh. Luke's throwing the dumbass at me from behind the camera.
He's in a bad mood.
And in case you haven't heard, Chase's voice is a tad hoarse.
I'm going to be barking into the mic all day.
We sat out yesterday because Chase couldn't physically speak.
That was bad.
And we're here today because Chase can physically speak a little better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I
got. If I yell at you, it sounds normal.
I mean, not really. You're gonna start yelling one time, and it's just going to go away. You're just going to go mute.
I'm going to start yelling. I'm going to cough up a freaking slug on Luke's carpet is what I'm going to do.
Jesus. All right. We're talking some NFL today. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at PSO Sports 1, Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Twitch TV, everything else. Pulling the sports opinions.
Bingo.
Talking some NFL. A lot of stuff happened.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. And we'll kick it off.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Kareem Hunt. What's our takes?
This is horrible.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
And apparently, I meant to read up on it before we started, but apparently there was like two other incidents.
He's kicked multiple women?
I don't know about women, but he's gotten in other altercations that the Chiefs nor the league have looked into until it comes to the public eye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the NFL, a.k.a. the shittiest league in the entire world.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's horrible.
Like, why does this have to happen? Why does the video have to come out for anything? And, like, Reuben Foster got signed after he got arrested three times in the past calendar year for domestic freaking violence. And he gets picked up.
One more and he gets a free car wash.
The thing is, Hunt's probably going to be back in the league because he's talented.
And he's like, what, 25?
And he's very young. Yeah, and he was one of the best young running backs in the league. So he's probably going to get picked up, maybe not next year, but I don't know. I think he will. He is going to be suspended for 6 games.
Yeah.
He has passed waivers at this point. I mean, I don't know. Pretty horrible. Pretty horrible for the Chiefs. That is not what they needed.
No.
You need all the support for King Mahomes right now and what could be one of his best career years.
Easy, yeah.
You had a real Super Bowl shot, and that's not good for it. You know, I think they still do, but their defense is bad, so we'll see. But what do we think about
Luke's harassing Zach in the group chat? Zach wants to know who we think is going to be Rookie of the Year in the NFL.
Saquon.
You think Saquon?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Quentin Nelson.
Or Baker.
Quentin Nelson.
They don't get it. They don't get the shine.
He should.
He should.
He's the best rookie in that class.
I don't know, man.
Easily.
Saquon's really good.
Saquon's really good, too. But Quentin Nelson is transcendent.
They're going to give it to either, I don't know, Phillip Lindsay's up there, too. They're going to give it to Saquon or Baker, I think.
It should be Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, I
think
so,
10 times out of 10.
The Colts have, like, allowed like an insanely low amount of sacks this year. I don't have the stat in front of me, but
he didn't get sacked for like three games or something like that.
And his screaming blocks, it's pretty fantastic. Yeah. Where was I going?
Good
with
quality
that?
Videos.
Oh yeah. So the Chiefs. What do we think about? I'm totally stealing this from Andrew too. What do we think about Le'Veon Bell?
To the Chiefs. I mean, if I'm the Chiefs, yeah, you got to look into it.
What if you're Le'Veon Bell?
You're Le'Veon, it's his choice. To look into it, too.
Yeah, he's the best dang, he was one of the best dang running backs in the league. He's going to get his pick of the lot.
It all matters how much Kansas City's going to pay him.
Yeah, that's true. You know? And
I think he wants a payday. I don't think he gives a shit about contending very much.
Well, they will have money. They are paying a couple guys. Sammy Watkins is making a lot of money. But they will have money because Mahomes is on his rookie deal. And that's like,
which is always like,
yeah, that's the recipe for success in the NFL.
You want to win an NFL, yeah, you want to win a Super Bowl, have your quarterback
on the rookie
deal,
not making
that much.
So you can pay everybody else. So, I think that's a real possibility unless, you know, they draft another guy. But I also like Le'Veon to the Colts. I also like that one too.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't go to the Jets.
I don't know.
And the only reason you'd go, it'd be pretty bad.
Nah, it'd be all right. Wherever Bell's going to go, he's going to be good.
6-10 team.
Yeah, but.
Good on a 6-10 team.
Young quarterback, it'll be fine. They'll work it out. I don't think he will when he's got the Chiefs and the Colts, and I don't think he'll go to the Jets.
Yeah, I mean,
unless they pay him the most.
I'll pay him, yeah.
Yeah. But Kelvin Benjamin, cut by the Bills today, Tuesday, December, whatever.
Fourth.
Yeah.
6'8", piece of garbage.
Yeah. Very, you know, I don't like saying fat, but...
very fat.
He's large.
He's a fat man.
He needs to drop some dang weight.
He got Eddie Lacy.
He had the whole freaking, I need a new quarterback to revitalize my career, and now you're cut before the end of the season with a rookie quarterback. So... you're clearly dispensable because they're not just going to cut weapons that a rookie quarterback needs. So, RIP Kelvin Benjamin. He'll get picked up. So the Redskins.
Jesus. You like this?
Mark Sanchez. Oh, Luke liked that one.
Good old steroid junkie, Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez. With the butt fumble recovery now, so his career's turned around.
He was Dwight Howard
What do we think about him?
It's going to be the worst finish to a season in NFL history.
Oh, God. Poor
He went out there first drive, I think he got a touchdown.
Poor Colt McCoy, man. Broke God. His leg.
Congratulations, you get to start and then gone.
Poor Colt McCoy. That guy, he deserves better.
What's in the water in Washington?
I don't know. Something bad. RG3. Colt McCoy, Alex Smith, Joe Theismann. It goes all the way back.
It goes back to the
33 years ago.
The 80s
and 70s. They're tied with Philly for second in the East. Oh, boy. And speaking of them, Dallas is starting to heat up. Put on a show against the Saints on a defensive show.
13-10.
Yeah, 13-10. They didn't score in the second half. Their defense was awesome.
They've had a good defense all year. I think it's top five in the league, if I'm not wrong.
That you want to talk about rookie of the year on defense, it's going to be that Van Der Esch that they have. He's like leading the league in solo tackles. Yeah. So he's going to get rookie of the year. They got Jalen Smith. They got DeMarcus Lawrence. They're good.
Yeah.
They're one of the best run defenses in the league. Their offense needs to pick it up. Can't get out of its own way.
All season.
Can't get out of its own way.
Just give it to Zeke 30 times and call it a game.
They were saying during that telecast that Dak has like 11 fumbles.
Oh, that's really bad.
Leads the league.
Wow.
Isn't that great? 11.
Is he getting sacked?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not fumbles. It's not like turnovers. Just the times he's fumbled. That's insane. 11 fumbles? But yeah, I thought that was crazy. So is Dallas going to take the division?
Oh, I hate to say it, but I think so.
Probably.
Literally everything's going against.
They might win 10.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, I hate to say it, but.
This is going to be the least interesting team in the playoffs.
Yep, and if they can keep playing defense, they're going to get there, I think.
They could even make some noise.
Yeah, if they're going to win games 13-10, defense hasn't been a common theme this year in the NFL. There's been like two teams playing defense, the Ravens and the Cowboys and
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago, and that's about it for all the semi-good teams. So I don't know. We'll see how far defense can take them if they do make the playoffs. Russell Wilson publicly executes the 49ers.
You like that?
Threw for less than 200 yards, but threw four touchdowns. Do you say, is Wilson a franchise QB? Is that
just
a question?
Just a question, man. Some people say no.
What?
Some people
Who
say
no. Who says no? Russell Wilson is a top five quarterback.
You know, there can only be five quarterbacks.
Yeah, correct.
Is he above Derek Carr?
Way above.
I'm just
way above. Yeah, on the count of a Super Bowl.
I guess I put him on one Super Bowl. He's the best ever.
Yes. He's not the best ever.
Brad Johnson won a freaking Super Bowl.
Better than
Trent
Derek
Dilfer
Carr.
Won a freaking Super Bowl.
Better than Derek Carr.
What's his name? Doug Wilson won a Super Bowl or whatever in the freaking...
You're just saying names now.
With the Redskins. That was a credit character in NCAA 14.
Doug Wilson. What do you think? You
Doug
put
Williams.
It in here.
It was Doug Williams, not Wilson.
Oh, my God. You crackled a little bit on the Williams. That's what right. do you think? You put it in here.
Yeah, of course.
What was that first
one? Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, see. He is a franchise quarterback.
I think if he had a team behind him.
I mean,
as soon as he got paid, that team went to shit.
That offense is like, well, I mean, that it went to crap for other reasons. Like,
they got a decent running back.
Legion of Boom just blew up, and yeah, they couldn't pay him. Plus, they all hated each other somehow, and the coach. But yeah, their offense is like super run heavy, super old school, and it seems to work. So
7-5.
Russell Wilson's a nice offset for that. The Pats beat the Vikings. Brady ties Peyton all time for the TDs thrown list. Is that true?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And he also got to 1,000 rushing yards.
Yeah, congratulations, big time.
Yeah, it only
Michael
took,
Vick did it in one season.
Yeah, it only took 20 seasons. However, 21 seasons.
It's impressive.
On his way to 2,000.
Did you see at the end of the game when he was kneeling the ball? He kneeled forward because he didn't want to.
He didn't want to lose it.
He didn't want to lose the. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny. So yeah, what are the Vikings? They were pretty easily schemed against. Seemed like the Patriots did not have trouble with them at all.
Yeah,
Adam Thielen was bottled up. Cook had a.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
He was lackluster on the ground, but he couldn't even get carries. Because they were so far behind the whole game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. What Cousins, do you think the Vikings are? We were high. We were really high on the Vikings coming into the season.
I was really high. I thought they were going to take the NFC.
Well, me and you both thought.
I hope they
were
make
one of the best teams in the league.
I hope they make the playoffs at this point.
I think they'll make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs and they pay Kirk Cousins, oh.
That's such a bad luck.
That's not good. I think Kirk Cousins is rearing his ugly head as well. You're going to go as far as he takes you. But we should have led with this one. Mike McCarthy gets the boot, scoot, and boogie. Get out of here, Mike.
You lazy eye. What are you looking at, Mike?
What do we think, man?
Keep your eyes on the field.
Not one
eye on the field, one eye in the stands.
It's like the first time a Super Bowl winning coach has been fired in the middle of the season since like the 70s.
Yeah, I did
like
see that. It was the old Colts.
So what do we think?
I think it should have happened about a year ago.
Yeah, it should have happened already.
He's not a good coach.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, he's not a good coach.
Or he's not a good coach for that team. Rodgers.
Rodgers is stubborn too, though.
Yeah, he's half-assing. Like, he's not playing for that guy.
Yeah.
And Rodgers is going to do that. Like, I think we've learned this year more than ever that Rodgers is a really hard guy to deal with.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't like what's going on, he's going to pout. So, I don't know. But, yeah, they lost. The firing was rightful after they lost. They were 14.5-point favorites over the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
You can't lose to Josh Rosen, and I think he had 125 yards passing.
14.5-point favorites, and they lost.
That's bad.
They missed the game-tying field goal. It's not good, man. It's not good. If you were going to have me, I'm the coach. I want to, like, guess who the coaches that are going to be fired are. I would not have guessed McCarthy was going to be on
this
list. Me and
you both said, like, Dirk Koelter or whatever.
Duke Cutter, yeah.
Dirk Cutter.
And I thought, that looks really dumb the more and more the weeks go on, but I thought Bill O'Brien was going to get canned, but they're the hottest team in the league right now.
Jeff Garrett. Jason Garrett.
Jason. Oh, my Lord.
I'm on a lot of pills right now.
Don't say that. Oh, my God. Oh, man, that might get the cut. I don't know about that one.
What? I mean, they're antibiotics. It's not like I'm freaking Shawn Michaels popping pills.
Oh, God. we thinking replacement? Urban Meyer retired.
Urban Meyer.
He did retire.
That's what I was going to say. Hugh Jackson's looking for a job.
Yeah, he's going to be looking, all right. Well, he actually might get
the Cincy job.
What about Josh McDaniels?
No, I don't see McDaniels leaving.
Cliff Kingsbury signed with USC today, so he's not going to the league, which is weird. I thought if he would have got looks, like, I don't know.
They're going
to
try to pick up Saban, I'm calling it.
You don't think this is the best job in the league?
Oh, yeah.
No matter what gets opened up.
Arguably the best quarterback in the league.
You don't get, these jobs don't open up.
Yeah.
That's like the Colts job when they had Andrew Luck, except this is Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the situations are,
maybe they'll do,
go get Aaron Rodgers, man.
They might do like a Colts thing where they wait till after the Super Bowl and get the OC of the Super Bowl champions, you know, the huge.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think, it might not even be a big name like Urban, but I could see Urban, since he's a slimy little piece of garbage, I could see him going to the NFL.
Slimy little piece of garbage. Hurt.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I like how he retired, too, quote-unquote. Yeah. Like you retired. Last time you were at Florida, you retired.
Urban Meyer's a bitch.
Yeah. He's not a great dude.
Hot take.
Let's get a little SeatGeek action here.
All righty.
So we posted our link on all our social media yesterday. I don't know when this is going up, but if you go to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, we have a SeatGeek link posted. It's also in our Linktree if you go to Linktree, which is in our Instagram. But if you click on that, you can buy tickets for anything, and it helps us out.
Anything. That's not sports.
Yeah,
anything.
We got Justin Timberlake on December 13th.
Good old JT.
We got Mizzou at Illinois. Is that the bragging rights game? That is the bragging rights game, December 22nd.
At the Enterprise.
At the Enterprise Center. We got the Blues versus the Penguins, December 29th. And we got Chase's favorite, the Fiddler on the Roof.
Let's go, big dog. You can guarantee you, if you go from January 29th all the way to February 10th, I'm going to be there every damn day.
So go buy your tickets. All you literally only have to click our link.
That's it.
The only thing you have to do. If you're going to buy tickets, just click through
our link. Just click the damn link.
You don't have to do anything else. There's no promo code. You don't got to send us money.
We're not going to crash your computer.
Yeah, it's just phone. A link. It's just a regular SeatGeek link. Buy your tickets to there, and we will love you forever. And let us know if you do it, too. We'll shout you out or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Tweet it out. We'll shout it out. I'll make Luke tweets in the tweets.
We can get off Twitch, and I'll take my shirt off or something.
Nope. No shirts being taken off. All right. Colts ruin everything they had going for them.
You like that?
6-0.
That's a high-quality title right there.
Yeah. 6-0 for the Jags.
That's so shitty. That was such a shit game.
Yeah, I watched 5 seconds of this game probably because there was nothing happening. Yeah, that was a disaster. I think they bounced back probably.
But hopefully.
They just don't have that many dudes.
No.
And that hurts. Their offense has been good.
Good.
Our offense has been good.
The running backs have been really good this year.
Yeah, which they got shut out by Jacksonville, as I'm saying their offense has been good. But Jacksonville's defense should be good. They've been bad in the
really
few
bad
weeks. Yeah. So I don't know. This is why you start Kessler? What
you
does
like
that mean?
Because last week you said, how I don't understand the point of starting Cody Kessler.
Did he
you
win
get
the game?
Some dubs.
They scored 6 points.
It's 6-0. That's
did
a win.
Did they score a touchdown?
Is Lamar Jackson winning games? No, but they're winning.
Did they score a touchdown?
No, but they got 6 points compared to zero.
Oh,
and
man.
Blake Bortles would have gave it to the other team.
Speaking of Lamar Jackson, Ravens wieners again. Jackson was 12 for 21, 17 carries, 75 yards, and a touchdown. How long is this going to last? Are they going to make the playoffs?
I think so. I think they're going to ride this hot hand. I think they're going to – they'll probably lose in the first or second round.
I said this last week. Next week, we should just devote our NFL show to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. We should just figure out who can get in, where, and we'll make our predictions.
Well, you see, if you let me know before I make the damn doc, we can do that.
Well, I told – never mind. I'm saying it for next week.
Next week.
I'm
you
not
said
attacking
that last
you.
Week,
I'm not attacking you. This is not an attack.
This is a physical attack on a sick person.
This is not an attack. They currently hold the final playoff spot for the AFC, so they have probably the best defense in the league.
They're fighting
they've been the most consistent.
Miami's 6-6.
They're fighting with everyone.
And so is. The Colts and the Miami are 6-6.
And that's all muddled, so They could miss. They can make it. You know, who the hell knows at this point. All right. Let's move to some big dogs.
Big dog of the week.
I can. You want me to do it now? You want me to do this?
Oh, God. You're going to die. Oh, I would advise against this.
My big dog of the week.
Hoo,
hoo, hoo. Oh. Well, that was clean. Big dog. I got a lot up, too. Yeah, I'm washing around my mouth right now. So I'm going to give you something to do on your editing, and you as well, Luke. The entire f***ing Arizona Cardinals team, thank you for winning me some money, big dogs, because I bet $10 on your stupid asses they'll beat the Packers, and you won. I got $65 off a $10 bet. Thank you.
Ray heard Arizona that all Cardinals. The way upstairs.
Good.
He heard you cussing in his house.
Well, I also bought Ray an 8-pack, so I think he's fine.
Well, maybe Ray doesn't hear him? You.
Good stuff.
My big dog of the week is Philip Lindsay. He was a freaking animal against the Bengals. 19 carries, 157 yards, 2 touchdowns, had 28 fantasy points. He was awesome.
That's a lot of points.
Had a big run, big touchdown run down the sideline, was hardly touched. He looks awesome. Undrafted rookie. Man. What a story, man. After you draft Royce Freeman, this guy just takes over the load. And,
don't even. Royce Freeman.
He's been good, dude. He's been good. So shouts to Philip Lindsay. All right. Got final thoughts?
My final thought, just a big shout out to Anchor.
Good.
Yeah, for our ads and stuff. And yeah, SeatGeek. Go in there if you have any tickets. Let's get this shit going.
Yeah. So shouts to Anchor.
Good job.
I got my hopes up a little bit today.
Oh, what happened? Like there's, me on Tinder?
There's big rumors. Big rumors.
Oh.
About Paul Goldschmidt coming to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Good old Goldie.
I'm trying not to get my hopes up. I really am. I was doing research. They're in the final stages of the trade. It might be done by the time this podcast gets published. Who knows?
Probably not.
But they want Paul Goldschmidt to re-sign. The Cardinals do. And I think the trade might be a done deal. I'm anxious to see who they're giving up.
Yeah,
and
same.
I'm anxious to see if Goldschmidt will re-sign because it'll probably be like
a
5-year deal.
Anxious to see a piece of garbage Wainwright's included in the deal.
Oh, my God. He absolutely will not be. I can guarantee you that.
Just a nice little cap.
Nobody
hit.
Wants that guy. No? They're like, if you give us Wainwright, we are not giving you anything.
We'll give you a black eye for him.
But I just wanted to say, Paul Goldschmidt, we'll love you here.
Oh, yeah.
We'll adore you here.
Whenever we get some green seats with Luke,
yes,
you best believe
we'll give you.
I'll have a couple rum and cokes and be chanting your name repeatedly.
Goldie,
Goldie, Goldie, Goldie.
So Paul Goldschmidt, come to town, man. We'll love you forever. Take us back to prominence.
Let's go.
That's it. Spread the word.
Spread it.